Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. High school football, a lot to get to. A city championship game up in Brunswick. Camden and Lowndes square off, and then a bunch of other stuff that went on around the state. Kip steps into the studio, and I asked him, how many times this season have you stepped into the studio as heartbroken as you are today?
Not many. Not many at all. That one was a tough one last night to come up short, lose on the last play of the game. But, you know, give them credit. They did what they had to do to win. Proud to be a Pirate today. Our kids played their tails off last night. And sometimes, like I told them in the locker room after the games, those young sophomore running backs who were crying their eyes out, I told Jacoby Hill, I said, son, remember how this feels. Because there's going to be a day you're going to take this and you're going to build on it, and we'll be back. We'll live to play another day, and you just remember how you feel today so you don't feel like this anymore.
We'll jump to those scores here in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain. Locally owned and operated by Matt Donato, and yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High grad and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simon's Island. Drive-through and low competitive prices, 912-266-8140, and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
All right, so some scores from around the area last night. The aforementioned city championship game up in Brunswick between Glen Academy and Brunswick High. Glen Academy kicks. I'm coining this term. Glen Academy kicks a walk-off field goal.
They did kick a walk-off field goal, 24-21. Great game. One of the better city championship games you will ever see.
I agree with that.
Just come up a little short, Pirate fan.
Okay, let's move on.
Yep.
Lowndes, 45-13 winners over Camden.
I guess the Cats aren't back.
Guess not.
They get boat raced last night by Lowndes, 45-13.
This game was 7-7 in the third quarter in the final. Keep that in mind, 7-7 in the third quarter final. Colquitt, 49, Tift, 7.
Somebody's going to lose between Colquitt and Lowndes and a 3 seed from somewhere. Wherever they're going to draw in the first round, it's going to have to come to Valdosta or Colquitt. Ouch.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Coffey, 28-7 winners over Houston. Lee, 53. Valdosta, 50.
I think they kicked a late field goal and won that football game, 53-50. Wow. Valdosta has Northside next week, and Northside's battling for their playoff lives.
Yes, they are. Speaking of playoff lives, Richmond Hill clinches Region 2-6A. Beating Bradwell 34-24. Congratulations, Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill's a region champion, and they earned it. Good football team up in Richmond Hill.
Yep, they beat both Glenn Brunswick, and, of course, now they beat Bradwell last night, so there's no way that they can lose that region because they own all the tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. New Hampstead goes down to Wayne, 56-35, play tough. Wayne pulled away late. Ware, 49, South Effingham, 28. Crisp destroys Worth 43-0. Brantley gets thumped 35-3 over Appling. You may see Appling in the high school football top 10 power rankings later in the show.
Oh, you give me a sneak peek of that riding down here this morning. And if Appling County is in this poll over some teams that you said you were dropping out, then we're going to have an interesting debate.
Okay. Liberty 43, Long 10. Pierce 49-0 over Tattnall. Benedictine 51, Southeast Bullock 7.
That can't be true. Not the Jason Bishop loved Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. I guess Bullock Academy's in here somewhere, too. You like to give them some love.
Groves, yeah. Groves did not score against Jenkins 63-0.
Wow, Jenkins under investigation. I read an article this week by the Georgia High School Association. Why are they picking on the Savannah schools? Out of all the things the Georgia High School Association can do about illegal recruiting and eligible players, they got to put the bullseye on Savannah Public Schools. Are you kidding me right now?
Some powerhouses over there.
You got to be kidding me, Georgia High School Association.
Speaking of powerhouses, Jeff Davis gets blown out by Toombs 31-0.
Speaking of powerhouses, that only comes out of your mouth.
Jeff Davis has been in the...
Yeah. And that shows the validity of your power rankings.
Vidalia goes down to Swainsboro 21-9. Charlton drops another one, this time to 12 to Telfair 34-7.
Things are ugly in Folkston, aren't they?
Not good. Clinch 49-18 winners over Lanier. Irwin, hard fought 16-0 win over Wilcox.
Wilcox is a good team.
Calvary Day 42-7 winners over Portal. MCA notches their third win of the year 23-3 in Claxton over Claxton.
Claxton. MCA is 3-5 on the season with Portal coming in 4-5.
Savannah Country Day beat Savannah Christian 35-21. Two really good teams in that region.
Some good games last night, but back to that city championship game.
I knew that's where you would take us.
Man, it's a hard pill to swallow, man. Pirates played tough. Glen Academy, no Coach Hidalgo in the Terrace. Six straight city championships. Congratulations to them. But it's a shame somebody had to lose that football game.
Go ahead.
But we did.
21-21. Glen Academy gets the ball, drives down the field, eats the clock, and then with 3 seconds, they kick a 26-yard field goal to notch the W. More importantly in that football game, well, I guess for the kids it's important to win the city championship, but in the grand scheme of things, what that does for the Red Terrors, it assures them of a number two seed in a home playoff game, more than likely.
If they don't slip up against Effingham and Bradwell, they will be a two seed.
And so both teams were basically playing for that last night. Both teams were playing for the likelihood of a two seed in a home football playoff game. That region is matched with Region 4, which is the quote-unquote South Atlanta region. So more than likely, if you get a home game, you're probably going to have Lovejoy or Mundy's Mill come to you. Two pretty winnable games for Brunswick or Glenn, whoever ended up with that two seed. However, on the other side of that coin, if you end up with that three seed or the four seed, you're going to go on the road, and in the first round, you're probably going to have to go beat Tucker or Stevenson in the first round.
Yep. Quick comment, Jason. One last comment on that game. I want to say give a good shout-out to the Glenn County school system. That light show at the game, the fireworks at the game, the two high schools coming out and doing the national anthem before the game, that was first class all the way.
And I want to say this, too. In 2012, Bishop Media began its existence. That same year, Steve Waters in Glenn County was hired as the athletic director for the schools, for Brunswick and Glenn. And you think about, in that short 7-year, 8-year span, where the Glenn County Athletics, where Glenn County Athletics was, to where Steve Waters has brought Glenn County Athletics, you have to take your hat off to Steve Waters and say, great job. Because he's done a good job in the last few years. And that game last night, the way that was handled and the atmosphere, that's a testament to how good of a job he's done.
And, you know, just look at the facilities in Glenn County. Like Brunswick High, you know, I'm a Brunswick High guy. New girls softball field at Brunswick High. New boys baseball field. Refurbished locker room. Brand new track just on the Brunswick High campus. So the facility upgrades at Brunswick High School alone have just been outstanding.
And a brand new athletic complex over at Glenn Middle where the baseball team and softball team play.
Good stuff, man. Good things happening in Glenn County Athletics.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
To the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Remember when I told you the Nats would win the World Series? I do. Teddy Bridgewater, the future of the Saints. Drew Brees, who dat? Conor McGregor announces he's going to fight next year. Venue's already sold out, and nobody even knows when or who. The NBA is back, and that means one thing. LeBron James. Could there be a more perfect fit than the Cubs hiring David Ross as manager? Shocker of the week, Mets and Phillies hire new managers. Well, they did it again. Wisconsin pulled a Wisconsin. I sure hope the Georgia receivers use the week off to learn how to get open. Is there a better quarterback in the country than Jalen Hurts? Answer, no. SMU, college football playoff. Write this down, Ohio State will win the national championship this season. Sam Darnold, who are you going to call? And these are my thoughts.
Did you get the Sam Darnold thing?
Yeah. Who okay. You going to call? They struck Jets, man. They beat the Cowboys, though. They got them Cowboys. The boys still ain't over that one.
What's that? 3-3 for the Cowboys or 3-4?
They're 4-3 now. They beat the Eagles on Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah, they blew out the Eagles. Was it Sunday night? They blew out the Eagles. So Cowboys, the Cowboy Nation, they're going to stay off the butthurt list this week. But, you know, they're one loss away from peeking back in this thing.
I was going to say, it's been the first time in a while. Let's jump into picking our college football games.
Here we go.
All right. Go ahead and write this down. I'm going ahead and telling you right now. SMU is going to beat Houston.
Yeah, since they played last night. I saw a little bit of that football game, or Thursday night. That was a good game, by the way. SMU's undefeated, and Jason Bishop, the little man syndrome, is going to kick in and promote them for the college football playoff. I can already see the campaign turning in your head.
SMU Southern Methodist into the college football playoff.
Eric Dickerson and Craig James are not walking back through that door. Not happening.
Don't need them. 21, App State at South Alabama. I'll take App State.
Me too.
13, Wisconsin at 3, Ohio State. Wisconsin proved themselves to be pretenders. They're going to get blasted by the Buckeyes.
They're going to get blasted in Columbus, Ohio today.
5, Oklahoma at Kansas State. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Big.
20, Iowa at Northwestern. I'll take Iowa.
I'll take Iowa as well.
Number 6, Penn State at Michigan State. Penn State coming off of a big win. The Big Ten typically does stuff like this, so I'll take Michigan State at home to upset Penn State.
I'll take Penn State with the hope that it sets up a big game down the stretch with Ohio State.
Oklahoma State at 23, Iowa State. I'll take Oklahoma State.
I'll take Iowa State at home in this contest. They're getting better every week.
Number 9, Auburn at number 2, LSU. This is the trip-up game for LSU. They go down. Auburn goes to Death Valley and wins.
LSU beats Auburn by 3 touchdowns today.
Okay. Maryland at 17, Minnesota. I'll take Minnesota. Starting to believe in the Golden Gophers.
The Gophers are hanging around in the Big Ten, and they could be that sleeper team.
15, Texas at TCU. I'll take Texas.
I'll take Texas as well.
Arkansas at number 1, Alabama. Arkansas's had a tough year. They've needed a signature win all season long. Tonight, they go to Tuscaloosa, and they get blasted.
They get blasted. Even with a backup quarterback, Bama's way too much for the Hogs.
Boston College at number 4, Clemson. You grit your teeth on this one. I'm just circling Clemson and being done with it.
I think this is going to be a good game today. Clemson's going to pull it out, but I think Boston College could give them some trouble.
Number 8, Notre Dame at number 19, Michigan. Michigan, Jim Harbaugh needs this win. Cannot understate that enough.
Jim Harbaugh's looking the bell on the Michigan Wolverines, and Notre Dame is going to help him in his resume building.
I'm going to take Michigan at home in a desperation game. Arizona State at UCLA. I'll take Arizona State.
I'll take Arizona State.
Cal at 12. Utah. Take Utah.
Yep.
And I am on the Oregon bandwagon. Washington State at 11. Oregon. Oregon wins.
What is there? Yeah, they're going to beat Washington State. Washington State can't stop anybody.
I'm on the Oregon bandwagon.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Sign you up.
I want one of those jerseys. Mississippi State at Texas A&M. I'll take Texas A&M.
I'll take A&M as well.
South Carolina at Tennessee. This is an intriguing game for me, but I'll take the Gamecocks. I feel like the Gamecocks are playing really well right now. They got hosed against the Gators.
I'm going to take Tennessee. They played Alabama tough last week, and they won against Mississippi State. I'm picking the Vols at home today to beat South Carolina.
Missouri at Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky at home.
I'll take Missouri in a blowout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Miami at Pitt. Miami's a mess right now. I want to pick the Hurricanes, but DJ Dallas is not healthy. That's the only offense they have. I have Miami circled on my page, but I've changed my mind. I'm going Pitt.
I'm going to take Pitt as well. Miami's struggling right now.
Syracuse at Florida State. It's over in Tallahassee. They won't win another game. Syracuse wins.
I'm going to take Syracuse as well. The Willie T days, they're going to have to come up with a buyout to get him out of there. Rumor has it they're trying to get the money together, and I'm hearing names like Urban Meyer. I'm hearing Seminole people just throw out big names
Nick
to
Saban.
Come in there and fix the mess that Jimbo left.
Nick Saban.
No. Go ahead. Nick Saban to where? Florida State.
Nick Saban to Florida State. You heard it here first.
Okay. Yeah, that's another wrong thing that you do.
Virginia at Louisville. I'll take Virginia.
I'll take Virginia as well.
Duke at North Carolina. Battle of Tobacco Road on the football field. Duke's a better team. I'll take Duke.
I'll take North Carolina at home. I like Mack Brown and what he's trying to do at North Carolina.
South Florida at East Carolina. I'll take the Bulls.
I'll take the Bulls as well.
Central Florida at Temple, trying to rebound, find their way in a back door to the college football playoff. Is Central Florida. They win big today against Temple.
Central Florida needs a win to kind of keep alive for that Poinsettia Bowl berth coming up. Central Florida goes to Temple today. and they lose to the Owls.
Okay. New Mexico State at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern, they'll beat New Mexico. They're 0-7.
Troy at Georgia State. I'll take Troy.
I'll take Troy as well. Let me tell you another little interesting stat. I've told you this for the last few years.
Okay.
Auburn has not won in Baton Rouge since 1999, and they're not going to do it today. History matters in these football games, especially in some select rivalries. Auburn's just not going to go to Baton Rouge and get a win. It's not happening.
Are you telling me this?
I'm telling you. I am telling you, and I'll remind you of it about 7 o'clock tonight. Well, that game should be over in the third quarter.
Which reminds me, you told me to send you a text last week about Georgia-Kentucky. You know what? And I refrained from doing it.
I mean, Georgia won 21-0 in a monsoon.
You told me to text you at like 7:30.
It was a monsoon, man.
And I refrained from texting you because I felt like that you were going to have a tough week.
I talked to Murray Poole at the game last night. He was there. He does the games for Bulldog Illustrated. He said that's the worst. And he's been around Georgia for almost 60 years. He said that's the worst conditions he's ever seen in Athens for a football game.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The game of the night from last night was definitely at Glenn County Stadium, where Glenn downed Brunswick 24-21 on a walk-off field goal to win the city championship. Camden could not hang with number one Lowndes, going down 45-13. Pierce rolled over Tattnall 49-0. Ware pulled away from South Effingham 49-28. Wayne did the same to New Hampstead, winning 56-35. Appling thumped Brantley 35-3. And McIntosh bested Claxton 23-3. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
My grandson can sing this entire song.
The old town road.
And I sing and sing it good.
Ride till I can't no more.
Got new bumpers and everything.
Nice.
All right, this segment of the Jason, this is Kip's butthurt segment. Before I let him sabotage the show and take this thing over, this segment's brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All right, so this is Kip's butthurt segment that he does. It's become extremely popular. It gets talked about a lot from our listening audience. By the way, before we jump in, Kip, pardon me, but we do have a Twitter question of the week that I put up before the show.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go ahead and relay it your way. You can find this at Twitter, Bishop_show. Is Nick Saban the next Atlanta Falcons head coach? That's the question.
Why? That's my follow-up question. Why would he leave the best situation probably in America and go to that dumpster fire?
Coaches are weird animals, man.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just telling you, they're
all right.
You know, they're weird animals. All right, let's cue Kip's bit.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the New York Yankees.
Okay.
The Yankees win how many games? 104, 105 in the regular season. They get to the American League Championship Series, and they get walked off by Jose Altuve. Ugh. Altuve in game six in the American League Championship Series, and they go to the house. Chapman served up that 102-mile-an-hour fastball. It got hit 420 feet, and all he could do was smile while Jose was running around the bases. Yankees butt hurt today, which means money can't buy championships like you think they can.
But you know what? At the end of the day, you got beat with your best pitcher on the mound.
You got beat, but you butt hurt about it today. Number four on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the dumpster fire that we know as the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
Wow. They're, what, 3 years removed from a Super Bowl?
What has happened?
What has happened to the Atlanta Falcons? Julio Jones, the highest paid receiver in football, gets shut down last week by Jalen Ramsey. Matt Ryan looks like he's 70 years old. He may be hurt. I don't know. They got to go to a backup quarterback. Who knows? The Falcons are a complete and utter dumpster fire.
Mm.
Number three, big game looming for the Tide in 2 weeks, and Tua is hurt, and the Bama Nation's butt hurt about it.
Okay.
Our season's on the line. Tua had his ankle rolled again. Went into that surgery that he had with the rope thing you read all about, where they go in and they tighten ankle bones or the two leg bones together to kind of alleviate some of the pressure on a high ankle sprain. Had the procedure done last year. Had it done last week. Will Tua be back for the LSU game on November the 9th? That's the biggest question in the state of Alabama, and they're a little butthurt about it. Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Man, they're 3-4. They, you know, tied for the lead in the NFC East, and they play the Dallas Cowboys and lay a big, fat egg. Dallas blows them out 37-10 on Sunday Night Football. The whole nation sees it. Eagles are in disarray. They're 2 years away from a Super Bowl championship. And now they're sitting here, number two on the Kip Branch butt hurt list. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Los Angeles Lakers. They opened the season. All this hype in the offseason. They try to build a roster around your guy. And they come in, and the L.A. Clippers come in and beat them in their own building on opening night.
Which is also the same building that the Clippers play in.
Oh, that's
their building, too.
The Staples Center, I thought, was the home of the Lakers.
It was a road game for the Lakers.
Don't get defensive, man.
I'm just telling you, it was a road game. The Lakers technically were on the road.
All this offseason, all we heard about LeBron, Anthony Davis, they're going to bring these pieces in here, and LeBron's going to get another title. And the Clippers go out and get the best player on the planet, Kawhi Leonard. He comes in and lays 30 on the Lakers, and LeBron looks like an old man out there scoring 18 points in the opening game of the season. And then they get blown out by double digits at home. The Los Angeles Lakers, Laker Nation, you're number one on the butt hurt list this week, and Jason Bishop is over here about to have a coronary.
Did you just say that Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the planet?
Right now, he's the best basketball player on the planet. He's the NBA champion, NBA final MVP. Your boy was sitting at the house last year watching Kawhi Leonard ascend to the top of the basketball world, and the Los Angeles Laker Nation is butthurt. Kawhi, that's L.A., is his town. What do you got to say? That's right. He has nothing to say because he can't argue with facts.
I can't come up with anything to say to stupidity. Even if you want to make the argument that LeBron's not the best player on the planet, even if you wanted to make that argument, which would be wrong, you've got to go three or four players down before you get to Kawhi Leonard after LeBron. And you just said
right now he's the best player on the planet.
Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the planet.
Right now he is.
He might be the fourth best.
He's right now the best player in L.A.
You went by LeBron and then like three other guys.
See, listeners, I saw it. I come in here heartbroken this morning, and the cure for this, I saw it. I said, put the Los Angeles Lakers number one on the butt hurt list, and you'll get well quick. And look, my man is over here. He's the president of the Southeast Georgia LeBron James fan club.
I'm just telling
you. He's got a poster of him in his car that we drive down here. He drinks purple Kool-Aid three times a week. He goes to Winn-Dixie on Highway 17, and he buys purple Kool-Aid, and he just laps it up. Lakers get beat at home by Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. The Los Angeles Clippers are the best team in Los Angeles. Kawhi Leonard's the best player in the city of Los Angeles. And right now, Kawhi Leonard is the best basketball player on the planet at this moment in time. And there you have it.
What exactly is at this moment in time? What does that mean?
That
at
means
this
right in time? Now, on October 26th, Kawhi Leonard's the best basketball player on the planet at this moment.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard's really good.
He's the best.
He's very good. He's a premier scorer, premier defensive guy. He's all around.
He's the best player on the planet. Just say it.
He cannot change a game.
Apparently he can. He's the NBA champion in Toronto.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
I'm just not going to get baited into this garbage with you.
There's nothing to get baited about.
I'm just not going to do it.
I mean, he's done. He was at the top for a while. Now he's starting to decline. It happens to every great athlete.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, we'll get to my high school football power rankings here shortly, but this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that's why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so here we go. It is now officially that time. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So we'll recap from last week. At number 10, we had Wayne County. Number 9, we had Vidalia. What are you doing?
I'm so weird. Kind of snickering a little bit. Read the rankings, man. You got to focus. I'm sorry that you got upset about your guy.
At number 8, we had Appling. 7, well, Veterans actually was outside of the perennial area.
So. He's rattled, folks. He's rattled.
Camden was 6. 5 was Valdosta. 4 Irwin, 3 Pierce, 2 Savannah Country Day, and 1 was Lowndes last week. Now we roll into this week. Things began to become a little more clear after this week. We had some teams that were pretenders fall out.
Okay.
That includes Camden and Valdosta fell out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
They fall out of a poll. Okay.
At number 10, at 6-1, the Pinewood Patriots. Pinewood Christian Patriots.
It's going to...
At number 10.
At number 10, Pinewood Christian over Camden and Valdosta, who, by the way, dropped out. At, nice.
At number 9, at 7-1, the Jenkins Warriors. At number 8, Clinch County, 7-1.
Ooh.
At number 7, moving up 3 spots, 7-1, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
Jackets are scoring some points, but can they stop anybody when it matters in the playoffs?
At number 6, at 7-1 as well, up 3 spots themselves, the Vidalia Indians.
Vidalia.
At number 5, 3 spots as well, 7-1, Appling County.
The Appling County Pirates. The Red Pirates, top 5 in the Jason Bishop poll.
At number 4, staying where they were at 7-0, Irwin County.
Irwin County's going to be there when it's all said and done. They may get that state championship single A.
At number 3, also staying where they were at 8-0, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce just rolling along in AAA.
At number 2, also staying put right at number 2, Savannah Country Day. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Okay. All right.
Thought of a joke that you heard earlier.
No, I'm just, this is like a Saturday Night Live skit. This is good stuff, man.
And at number 1, probably the best team in all classifications. Well, it is because they're on number 1 in my power rankings. The Lowndes County Vikings at 9-0.
Lowndes is, you got that right. Lowndes could be the best high school football team in the country.
So to recap, number 10, Pinewood. Number 9, Jenkins. Number 8, Clinch. Number 7, Wayne. Number 6, Vidalia. Number 5, Appling. Number 4, Irwin. Number 3, Pierce. Number 2, Savannah Country Day. And number 1, for I don't even know how many weeks in a row, the Lowndes County Vikings.
So let me ask you a strategic question. You know, you run a business, you can end the strategic planning. What are you trying to do, man? You trying to move into the Savannah area?
What do you mean?
With marketing and sponsors and things like that. I mean, you got Jenkins in a football power pole. You got Savannah Country Day ranked number 2 in a football power pole. What are you trying to move into the Savannah market, man?
Listen, this is what I...
What?
This is the most unbiased poll that you're going to find in the state because I incorporate all classifications and I base this on not whether Team X can beat Team Y, but how well the team has played within their schedule.
Pinewood.
Whatever's on
Jenkins,
their schedule,
Savannah
how well
Country
have they done
Day.
Against that?
And Valdosta drops out.
And Camden.
Camden drops out.
They both have lost 2 games this year.
They drop out. Doesn't matter who they've lost to. They just drop out.
They've right. lost 2 games. What do you want me to, you can't just keep losing and stay in the poll because your name is Valdosta.
Valdosta lost to Lowndes and Lee County. Camden lost to Lowndes and Colquitt. How did these teams drop out of any power rankings for your geographical
region?
Because
they lost. Just because your name is Camden doesn't mean you get a rubber stamp because you lose games. If you don't win games, you can't stay in. That's the way it works.
Let me tell you this right now. You could take Jenkins, Pinewood, Savannah Country Day, and put all of them on one football roster, and Camden and Valdosta beats them by 6 touchdowns.
But it's, again, it's not about who can beat. See, you keep always coming back to that.
It does.
It's not about who can beat who.
I said you could combine Pinewood, Jenkins, and Savannah Country Day and put those entire football rosters on one team, and they get the doors blown off by these teams that you say can't crack your poll.
I mean, that may be true, but those teams have done better in their schedule than what Valdosta and Camden have done in their schedule.
Okay. And I know you're upset. I know you're still stinging from the butthurt segment about your Lakers, but it's okay, man. You just don't – you throw out these controversial statements and things like that. But
there's
the
nothing
reality,
controversial about – what did I say that was controversial?
The reality is, just like your boy – who's past his prime, Jenkins, Pinewood, Savannah Country Day, did not deserve to be ranked over a Camden and a Valdosta just because of your whatever it is parameters that you come up with.
That was my poll.
Oh, I missed a trash can just like your boy the other night. He missed a lot of those shots.
Well, you just don't let up, do you?
It's Brick City. Brick City in the studios today, just like at the Staples Center earlier this week. Clank, 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 Condo Builder Association convention in the Staples Center.
This is Kip lashing out because his Pirates dropped a tough game last night.
I'm not lashing
so
out.
So he's lashing out
because
he's upset.
I'm just stating facts.
We ride down here together. And he meets me at my house every morning, every Saturday morning. And he got in my car, and he didn't say four words for the first 15 minutes of that trip.
I was a little down.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, how do I get back on top of my game? And I knew I had to come up with a butt hurt segment. And just what the doctor ordered, the Los Angeles Lakers.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The game of the night from last night was definitely at Glenn County Stadium, where Glenn downed Brunswick 24-21 on a walk-off field goal to win the city championship.
Camden could not hang with number one Lowndes going down 45-13. Pierce rolled over Tattnall 49-0. Ware pulled away from South Effingham 49-28. Wayne did the same to New Hampstead, winning 56-35. Appling thumped Brantley 35-3. And McIntosh bested Claxton 23-3. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, and brick insurance from the Staples Center in California. Along with fast, fair claim service, they are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
I told you that the Nationals were going to win the World Series.
Well, they got an opportunity. They're hot, and they're looking good right now. And Atlanta Braves fans, if that does come to pass, whew.
Oh, that's going to, yeah, that'd be tough.
That'll be tough. That'll be just as tough as watching a field goal sail through the uprights and having your heart broke.
I had a conversation with a Florida fan this past week.
Yes.
And we got talking about the Georgia-Florida game coming up next week.
Oh, you talked to that guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I lived with him for 2.5 years. Yeah, in college.
And so we're talking, and, you know, we start breaking down the game, and then he starts telling me about the Gators. And I could not help at least 5 or 6 times in this conversation, this short 3-minute conversation, think to myself, are you talking about the same Gator team that, like, what, have you not watched them this season?
They're drinking that orange and blue Kool-Aid. It's flying off the shelves in North Florida right now.
Georgia's, as of right now, they're 5.5 point favorite, even though Florida's ranked higher.
Yeah, I mean, five and a half. Vegas knows more about football than we do, and so, you know, that's going to be a good. I'll be there reporting live for Bishop Media.
Yes, you will.
next Saturday, and I may call in the show, and I may offer some insight from the tailgate spot, seeing how the mood is down at the stadium. So I'm going down there to do this big expose on that. So I'm really, really excited that Bishop Media is going to pick up my travel expenses and all that kind of stuff. Go down there and come back with a great story, and that's what I'm going to do.
I haven't heard or seen a travel expense report that you submitted.
Well,
odd.
Yeah, it'll be submitted next Sunday.
Yeah, I bet it will. The Jacksonville will continue to host the Georgia-Florida or Florida-Georgia, depending on what side of the fence you're on, through 2023. They will host that game through 2023, sign a new contract. Just, I guess it was yesterday or the day before.
You know, I look at that, and when you talk about series and things like that, the team that leads the series all time, that's the team you lead off. It's Georgia-Florida because they lead the series. It's how it works and all it is. So Jacksonville, like I said, I read you something before we went on the air. Lenny Curry, the mayor, said that week alone brings the city of Jacksonville over $30 million. It's a big week. Jaguars have tarps over the seats a lot of times on Sundays and the upper deck. Won't be any next weekend. There'll be every seat in that stadium sold, and they'll have to bring in some temporary seating in the end zone. So that is a big, big football game. Gators coming in with a lot of confidence. Georgia is a good football team. Going to be a great game next Saturday.
The Georgia-Florida issue, the Southern Sports Edition, coming out next week. I wrote a preview for that game, and I'm taking the Dogs 19-14.
I'm taking Georgia 27-20.
I don't think Georgia's going to score that many points.
If it's a dry field, Georgia you know, they'll have something to prove next week.
Don't forget to visit Twitter, Bishop_show. Vote on our question of the week. Is the next Atlanta Falcons head coach Nick Saban?
And the answer will be no. Why would he go to Atlanta? Why are you trying to get him out of Tuscaloosa?
I'm not trying to get – I don't have any – believe it or not, I actually don't have any influence over Nick Saban other than he's a LeBron fan.
Well, he can go coach the Los Angeles Lakers. Well, I guarantee you he'll probably get more out of that team than what they're currently getting. You got bona fide former whatever you used to call him, you know, out there in Los Angeles, and you're losing to the Clippers.
Who are also – an NBA Finals kind of a contender.
Kind of a team everybody has looked down on until they went out, spent the money to bring in the best player on the planet, Kawhi Leonard. He is the best player right now on the planet in NBA circles.
I'm not getting into this garbage.
Well, you don't have to get into the garbage. You just the numbers don't lie. This guy took Toronto to a world championship.
I'm just not going
to
do this.
He took
you.
The Raptors to a world title.
I'm not doing it.
And so he's out in L.A. now.
Paul
George didn't even play.
Talking to yourself.
He
over
didn't
there.
Play, Jason, the other night. And, you know, they couldn't bring him in. Paul George is hurt, and they still beat the Los
Nobody's
Angeles Lakers.
Listening.
They still beat them.
I don't think anybody's listening to you.
So Auburn's going to get beat up at LSU today.
LSU goes down today to Auburn.
No, they're not.
Write that down.
They're
I'll
not.
Text you.
I won't be getting that text today.
Yes, you will.
No, I will not get a text. I might get a text saying, hey, man, I'm sorry I got mad because you brought up my boy on the show today.
I'm not getting sucked into that garbage. You can quit trying.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean, but, yeah, please forgive me. You know, all is forgiven. We're good friends, and so it is what it is. Congratulations to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. You own me right now. You own all stock and everything blue and gold right now. You own it.
He's still on that. If the Atlanta Falcons somehow end up with the number one pick, do they draft Tua?
I don't think so. I don't think he's the best quarterback out there.
Either.
I think Joe Burrow is coming fast. I think Joe Burrow right now, they voted on the Heisman Trophy. Joe Burrow, LSU, be the Heisman Trophy winner. I do. Jalen Hurts, maybe second.
Yeah, you must not be watching Oklahoma or Ohio State.
Well, they don't play anybody.
We got to go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers, to trailers, to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate haven for disease care mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.